This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and got some great bluegrass music to play for you. We're going to kick it off with a band called The Lost Pines, and here they are doing a tune called Maybellie.
Maybellie, Maybellie, crows, morning's at the door. Soft brown eyes start to open. Nothing is worse than warm feet on a cold floor as we stumble to the kitchen. And as you break the eggs and butter up the bread, I watch your apron sway in silence.
The band The Lost Pines. We haven't had them featured on Back Porch Bluegrass very often at all. Just a couple of tracks have been played in the past. They come from Texas, and the album was produced by Lloyd Maines, who is the father of Natalie Maines and the Dixie Chicks. And I guess they're playing sort of similar music to what the Dixie Chicks probably used to play. Talia Bryce doing the lead vocals and rhythm guitar. Christian Ward plays banjo. Mark Leonetti plays the lead guitar. Brian Durkin plays the bass. Sean Dean plays the fiddle. John Kimpanen the fiddle as well. Alex Rube on mandolin. And they all do some singing, and they write most of the music. And hopefully we'll hear from them a little bit later on in the show. In the meantime, we're going to hear from the Earls of Leicester. Now, I love this band, mostly because our first bluegrass record was Flat & Scruggs Live at Carnegie Hall, closely followed by Flat & Scruggs Live at Vanderbilt University. And the Earls of Leicester, just they're a tribute band for Flat & Scruggs. Undeniably, they play all Flat & Scruggs material. I was watching a YouTube video last night of them at the CMA concert, and it was just beautiful. I just really enjoyed their approach to the music and the song. So there'll be lots of people like me. I'm going to play the Earls of Leicester doing a song called I Wouldn't Be Hanging Around. Sean Camp on lead vocals and guitar. Charlie Cushman on banjo doing Earl Scruggs' job beautifully. Jerry Douglas on dobro. Tim O'Brien is playing the mandolin on this one. He was replaced by Jeff White, and both doing a great job. Johnny Warren on fiddle. That is the son of Paul Warren, the fiddle player for Flat & Scruggs, and Barry Bales from Union Station and lots of other bands on the bass. And they all contribute to the vocals, just like Flat & Scruggs band did. Here they are. I Won't Be Hanging Around, the Earls of Leicester.
From now on, I won't be hanging around. From now on, I won't be hanging around. I've taken all I can, go find another man. From now on, I won't be hanging around. Just hoping someday you settle down. But now it's too late, it's all over. From now on, I won't be hanging around. From now on, I won't be hanging around. From now on, I won't be hanging around. I've taken all I can, go find another man. From now on, I won't be hanging around. Make you love me, but nightlife and bright lights I found. It's the only love you've ever known, my darling.
That's the music of Flattened Scruggs, and I really enjoy listening to them and watching them when I can. Let's have a fiddle tune now from Chad Manning. I was in the Bay Area in 2017 and had the good fortune to go to a concert where Chad Manning was playing the fiddle, and really enjoyed his music. There were lots of regular Bay Area musicians there, and it was in someone's garden, and I just absolutely loved the whole concert. I've got him playing a tune called Polly Put the Kettle On. I don't know about the rest of the world, but in New Zealand, one of the things I always do when I walk into the house is put the kettle on, in my case an electric jug, and have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or something like that at frequent intervals throughout the day. Or if someone visits, we put the kettle on. So Polly Put the Kettle On. It bears no resemblance to the old nursery rhyme that I sort of remember. We've got Chad on fiddle, of course, Jim Nunnally playing guitar, and Jody Stetcher on mandolin, and it's sort of like an old-timey version of that tune. Here it comes. It's a great fiddle tune, and I just love their approach to the music. They sort of get a real bounce to it, don't they? A real joyfulness, really. One of my favourite singers, of course, and you'll know this if you've listened to previous issues of Back Porch Bluegrass is Claire Lynch, and this is the album Love Light that I've got in my hands. And this is from a long time ago, the year 2000. I've really enjoyed the music of Claire Lynch through the years, from her days with the Front Porch String Band to just having her own band. And we've got a great lineup on this song. It's one called Blue Water Holler. Blue Water Holler, which she co-wrote with Jess Leary, Jim Hurst on acoustic guitar, Missy Raines on bass, Larry Lynch on mandolin, Glenn Duncan on fiddle, Rob Ikes on dobro, and Jim's doing some harmony along with Claire Lynch on it. And we're going to hear her do Blue Water Holler, unusual name.
The end of the road, there's a cool running river, an endless supply. Blue water will never run dry. Blue water, blue water, she'll turn.
Sort of love the feel of the 3/4 times, the old waltz time in the music. Stanley Brothers used to do that a lot. They had a lot of 3/4 time songs, but Claire did that one. It had a beautiful swing to it. Just loved it. You can see I enjoy this music. I hope you do too. I've always liked the Osborne Brothers. They were a big influence on some of our early tunes, and I know in the early days of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, we used to do quite a few tunes that we borrowed from the Osborne Brothers albums, and their fast tunes really clipped along beautifully. Roll Muddy River and Bluegrass Express, tunes like that, we just loved. And I've got them at a concert here. The album is called Bluegrass Spectacular. It's recorded in 1981 at the Theatre by the Lake at Opryland in Nashville, Tennessee. And it was a great concert. Had the Osborne Brothers, had the Lewis family, had Mac Wiseman, and they just put on a great concert. It was really good. The Osborne Brothers Band at the time was Sonny on banjo and Bobby on mandolin and doing their vocals. Paul Brewster was doing the third vocal part and playing guitar. He is a wonderful singer. And their backing band was Jimmy Brock on bass, Leon Rhodes on the lead guitar, Hal Rugg on a pedal steel, and Buddy Spiker on the fiddle, which is pretty much their recording band at the time. And the song I've selected is Memories of Yesterday. Here's the Osborne Brothers.
Here's a new song Bobby just wrote, hot from the pen. It's called Memories of Yesterday.
Days and nights turn to years, and I'm fading fast with the time. Thoughts of you bring me tears. You are all that's on my mind. Me
of Sonny Osborne's cunning Nashville-style licks on the banjo there, and their wonderful trio singing there. They also always managed to do it live just as much as they did in the studio. Wonderful blend of voices that the Osborne brothers had there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this is a show about bluegrass music, and it's all from my shelves, or almost entirely from my shelves. I've been collecting bluegrass music for more than 60 years, and I've got LPs and I've got CDs. I'm trying to avoid leaping into MP3s, but I do use them every now and then. In fact, a little bit later in this show, I'll be using an MP3 of a brand new song. But I'm doing this show because I enjoy sharing my bluegrass music with lots of other people, and I look at my shelves and think, what would they like to hear this time? And so I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, and that's why it's a bit of a different voice from the usual introductory voices that you hear in a bluegrass show, but way down in New Zealand here, we think bluegrass is a great music, and I had a band in the early days called the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We did our final concert last year sometime. All getting a bit past all those fancy hot licks and things these days. But I've enjoyed bluegrass music right through all aspects of it. Gospel music, I love that. Instrumental music, different groups, modern takes, old classic stuff. It's always good. And you can hear it here on the Back Porch Bluegrass Show. Shearer's Music Works are the sponsors of Back Porch Bluegrass, and anything you need musically, you can go and see them. They're in Anglesey Street in Hamilton. Great big shop, helpful assistance, always greet you with a smile, and would be delighted to sell you a new strap for your guitar or some new picks or some new strings. Everyone needs new strings for their instruments all the time. I know I do anyway. And Shearers are great sponsors and supporters of music in the Hamilton area. They've been doing that for a long time, as long as I've been listening to the music, and doing a fine job of it. So I'm very grateful for them for supporting Back Porch Bluegrass. And we're going to get on with some bluegrass now from the band Longview. This is a bunch of heavies who got together who really enjoy their music. Dudley Connell on guitar, Glenn Duncan on fiddle. We've had him before. James King on guitar, Joe Mullins on banjo, Don Rigsby on mandolin, Marshall Wilborn on bass. We had him singing last week, didn't we? And the song I picked out is a duet song, 7 Year Blues, with James King and Dudley Connell doing this song. This is great driving bluegrass, and hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
some seriously classic bluegrass music. James King and Dudley Connell doing the vocals there, and what a fine backing band that was for them. 7 Year Blues. I have a friend, Anne Lyons, is learning Dobro, and, well, she's more than learning Dobro, she's playing Dobro and doing a fine job of it, and we investigate lots of tunes. I favour tunes that have a strong melody because I think Dobro is really suited to playing a nice melody, and at a recent session that we had, she suggested the tune done by Mike Aldridge, Silver Threads Among the Gold. And it's a beautiful tune. It's got a lovely melody. It's a nice old song written at the turn of the century, about early 1900s. Very schmaltzy, talking about silver threads among the gold. I think he's referring to someone's hair, the writer is, but it reminds me of sort of things in my fridge, get a few silver threads among the gold, like when the butter goes a bit rancid or something like that. But that's not what you think about when you're trying to learn an instrumental. I listen to Mike Aldridge's playing and can't get better than that. But I listen to other versions. I listen to old singers singing it in the traditional style, and I downloaded the words and downloaded the melody and transcribed the melody with the actual notes so that I knew where Mike Aldridge was coming from. I suspect that he would do the same thing, to go back to the original, find out what the melody was, and then work his Dobro isms into that sort of playing. And it's a real fun tune to play. I've had the Dobro sitting out in my lounge, and I pick it up and play it frequently, and as I'm trying to learn this tune. But here is Mike Aldridge playing Silver Threads Among the Gold. Thank you. isn't the Dobro suited for tunes like that? The other Dobro was played by Buck Graves, and they sort of swapped around backing each other. I think the mandolin solo was John Duffy, and the fiddle, Vassar Clements. I'm not sure who was playing bass. There's a whole bunch of musicians listed here, and sometimes it's a bit of a trick trying to tell who is doing what in them, but it's a beautiful tune, and Anne and I are probably going to play it at this week's Back Porch Bluegrass. If you're in Hamilton, Sunday afternoon, 2:30 till 5 o'clock, the Back Porch Bluegrass Jam Session is at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club at 56 Brookfield Street in Hamilton, and we're probably going to have a go at that tune and see what we can do with it. As among others, of course, there will be other tunes played in the 2.5 hours that we're there. What have we got? Let's hear the Lost Pines again from the album Sweet Honey. And here is Christian Ward, the banjo player, doing a song called Harvest Moon. Goes like this.
Long for the winter, long for the winter, I'm gonna make her mine, I'll get her. Hey, Miss Molly, stay, Miss Molly, long for the winter gets gone. About, I'm gonna get her for the winter gets out. Long for the winter, long for the winter, I'm gonna make her mine, I'll get her. Hey, Miss Molly, stay, Miss Molly, long for the winter gets gone. Hey! Remember me, I'm the boy from the back of the seat. I was shy and you were neat. Hey, Miss Molly, won't you marry me? Long for the winter, long for the winter, I'm gonna make her mine, I'll get her. Hey, Miss Molly, stay, Miss Molly, long for the winter gets to marry me, for I go to Tennessee. We'll make money on the way, we'll be rich one of these days. Yeah. Long for the winter, long for the winter, I'm gonna make her mine, I'll get her. Hey, Miss Molly, stay, Miss Molly, long for the winter gets gone. Long for the winter, long for the winter, I'm gonna make her mine, I'll get her. Long for the winter gets gone.
Quite a contemporary approach to the music and getting a great, almost a Cajun sound there. I guess you get plenty of that down in amongst Texas bluegrasses, would infiltrate the music beautifully. Let's hear from the Bluegrass Album Band. The album is called Bluegrass Instrumentals, and I've picked out a tune that features Bobby Hicks. Now, Bobby Hicks recorded this tune with Bill Monroe in 1954 when he was a very young man, and he's recreating it with the Bluegrass Album Band, and the other fiddle is played by Vassar Clements, who we heard just a couple of tracks back, and it's a white tune, Bill Monroe tune called Wheel Hoss. Goes like this. Thank you. Wow, it's just amazing what you can do with one chord, isn't it? Very driving. Wonderful mandolin playing by Dor Lawson, as well as the fiddles by Vassar and Bobby Hicks. Very good. Wheelhouse, that one was called. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you the music that I love and that I've got stacked up on shelves at home and take great pleasure in sharing it all with you. I'd like to say a big shout out to all the people listening on Access Radio stations in New Zealand. This show's picked up by several Access Radio stations throughout the country and played at different times of the day and the night. Thank you for leaving your radio on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on. Also, the Access Radio stations in Canada, we swap programs with your community radio services, and Back Porch Bluegrass is one of the shows that you take. So if you're listening to a Back Porch Bluegrass show from New Zealand, thank you very much, Canadians. I'm delighted that you enjoy the show as well. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA plays a show every week. So does the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel show. And I just know that many people enjoy the show, as you've said in letters and emails through to Free FM. And you say really nice things, and I really appreciate it. Many of you listen on podcasts, and that's a real treat these days. And I thank you very much for tuning in. However you're doing it, whether it's on we're not on Spotify anymore. There's complications with them. Free FM, of course, direct from the source, and iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, different ways of getting Back Porch Bluegrass and your fill of my take on bluegrass music from way down here in New Zealand. And being from way down here in New Zealand, I'd like to tell you about a brand new single. I'm not so used to saying those words. Brand new single from the band You, Me, Everybody. That's New Zealand's progressive bluegrass band. And it's a different sort of tune called Heart of Stone, written by Lawrence Rhodes, the guitarist and the lead singer for the band. It's sort of vaguely bluegrassy with some great harmonies in it from the band. And they're doing a tour in New Zealand just coming up very shortly, 27th of June. They'll be at the Katikati Folk Club. 28th of June, they'll be at the Te Pahu Sound Lounge near Hamilton. And 29th of June, they're back up north for the Whangarei Heads House Concert. And then on the 30th of June, they're ducking down to the Bunker in Auckland, which is a very iconic place to play. The Bunker is very special. If you're ever in Auckland, try and catch a concert there. This song, Heart of Stone, was produced by Nashville-based musician and producer Rachel Bayman, engineered by Troy Kelly in Armory Studios in Wellington, mixed by Grammy-winning bluegrass specialist Sean Sullivan, and mastered by Bobby Gell at Welcome. And Welcome to 1979, that's the name of his studio. They're a great band. If you can catch You, Me, Everybody playing somewhere, they do some fine music. And here's an example of it. The new single, You, Me, Everybody, playing Heart of Stone. Sounds like this.
I look in the mirror, and what do I see? And I see a ghost looking at me. I look in the mirror, what do I see? I see a shadow of what I used to be. And this old heart of stone beats mighty somber. This old heart of stone, some things they'll never change, like the way you feel on a bad, bad day. Ain't no use to sit and pine, ain't no use to wonder why. Just watch the sun rise and fall. I did my best, gave it all. close my eyes and feel the pain. Tomorrow I'll be born again. So many battles, so much lost. Everything gained, Lord, comes at a cost. So many miles and worn out shoes, but every footstep was honest and true. This old heart of stone beats mighty summer. This old heart of stone, bittersweet nostalgia's deep. The path is long, the path is steep. What lies ahead is not so clear. I hope I'm not consumed by fear. All or nothing, there's no way out. The stakes are high and full of doubt. Vicious nights, I hope someday I see the light. Change like the way you feel on a bad, bad day. Ain't no use to sit and pine. Ain't no use to wonder why. Just watch the sun rise and fall. I did my best and gave it all. Close my eyes and feel the pain. Tomorrow I'll be born.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was the new single from You, Me, Everybody, New Zealand's progressive bluegrass band, or one of them, and they could be playing near you very soon. All right, let's get back to the Earls of Leicester now. Here's another song called I Don't Care Anymore. I think they do, but the song says they don't.
Anymore. start, and I don't care anymore.
Oh, that's the Earls of Leicester saying they don't care anymore. We've had a lot of 3-4-time tunes on this week's Back Porch Bluegrass, haven't we? This is another slow tune. This is the Osborne Brothers with a beautiful tune called Bluegrass Melodies. This is live at the Opryland Park way back in 1981.
Summer in the evening, Mama and Papa would sit down on the front porch swing. Me and my banjo, Papa with his fiddle, and Mama with a tune she would sing. Uncle Penn. Then she'd do one soft and gentle that would make me cry a little. How I wish I could hear one again. All that's left is a memory of a little wooden cabin and two country graves side by side. But on a summer evening, sometimes I start believing I hear Mama singing one more time.
Isn't that a great song? Oh, I just love it, the way the melody fits in there and Sonny's great banjo lick in there. The Osborne Brothers. Grass, I hope you enjoyed the show. We had a lot of 3-4-time songs on the show, so maybe you spend a little bit of time waltzing around your lounge room. Who would know? But let's take it out with an instrumental, Sally Ann from Scott Vestal and the crew. Tune in again next week. We'll have another show lined up for you. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.